It would be splendid if all people who say the Nembutsu do so not with thoughts of only themselves. Those who feel that their birth in the Pure Land is completely settled should, mindful of the Buddha's benevolence, say it to respond in gratitude to the Buddha's benevolence with the wish, may there be peace in the world and may the Buddha's teaching spread. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida. Today, I'd like to share a message entitled, Let Us Persevere in Our Quest for Peace. As we enter the month of August, we are reminded that this year is the 67th anniversary of the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the 71st anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor, and in September, we will be observing Hawaii's 6th annual Peace Day. May we take this time of the year to reflect and rededicate ourselves in our efforts towards world peace. Since 2006, when the Honpahonganji Mission of Hawaii, Federation of Buddhist Women's Associations, hosted the 13th World Jodo Shinshu Buddhist Women's Convention here in Hawaii with close to 4,000 participants, we have been focusing on world peace. The following year, in 2007, the Governor of Hawaii signed a bill officially establishing Peace Day in Hawaii, as proposed by the Honpahonganji Mission of Hawaii Junior Young Buddhist Associations as an official state observance. Next, in 2009, we of the Honganji continued to focus on world peace as we observed our sectarian founder Shinran Shonin's 750 memorial with the theme, May There Be Peace and Tranquility in the World. At this point in time, some may feel we have focused enough on peace. While most certainly we can also look at other slogans and themes for our conferences and conventions and embark on new projects, we should continue our efforts for world peace. World peace is not something that's going to come about overnight. We must persevere in our efforts to nurture it in individual hearts and minds and the world. In Buddhism, perseverance is a highly valued trait or characteristic. It is said, quote, endurance is one of the most difficult disciplines, but it is to him or her that perseveres that the final victory comes, end quote. I'm recalling a Jataka tale about a little parrot trying to put out a forest fire. In this story, lightning hits a dead tree and sparks a flame which, fanned by the wind, becomes a fire which then threatens the entire forest. The little parrot, seeing that some of the animals are trapped by the fire, desperately attempts to put out the fire by going to the river and scooping some water in a leaf. When the parrot asks for help from some other animals, they refuse, saying it's hopeless. But the little parrot does not give up. Just then, some of the gods of India, up in their sunlit cloud palace, happen to pass overhead and notice the little parrot darting back and forth. They laugh at the parrot. But one of the gods changes himself into a golden eagle and goes to the little bird. When he reaches the little parrot, he says, "Go back, little bird. A few drops of water can't save the forest. Stop now and save yourself before it is too late." But the little parrot does not turn back. "Great eagle," she says, "I don't need advice. I need help." The golden eagle flaps his wings and soars into the sky. Far below him, he sees the little parrot bravely continuing. Above him, he notices all the other gods still laughing, eating, and drinking as the forest burns. Then for the first time in his life, the god feels ashamed. "We should do something," he exclaims. The great eagle begins to weep. Tears fall from his eyes. It falls in torrents as cooling rain. It falls upon the forest below and all in it. As it does, it puts out the fire and gives life to everything it touches. New feathers grow on the little parrot, feathers as red as fire, green as leaves, yellow as sunlight, and blue as the river. Such perfect colors, such a pretty bird. "The fire is out," calls the little bird in joy. In the clear, bright sky, the little parrot loops and soars in delight. She has done her best, and it has made a difference. In the Jodo Shinshu or Honganji tradition, we hear of the perseverance of the Bodhisattva Dhammakara or Amida Buddha. In the larger Sukhavati Vyuha Sutra, it speaks about Amida Buddha when he was still a Bodhisattva and how he persevered to become the enlightened Amida Buddha. The larger sutra says, quote, "No thought of greed, anger, or harmfulness arose in Dhammakara's mind. He cherished no impulse of greed, anger, or harmfulness. Abounding in perseverance, he gave no thought to the suffering to be endured. He was content with few desires and without anger, greed, or folly. Always tranquil in the state of samadhi, he possessed wisdom that knew no impediment. He was free from all thoughts of falsity or deception. Gentle in countenance and loving in speech, he perceived people's thoughts and was attentive to them. He was full of courage and vigor, and being resolute in his acts, knew no fatigue. End quote. In the praises of the Buddha and verses reaffirming the vows that we often chant at services, Bodhisattva Dhammakara says, quote, "Even though I must remain in a state of extreme pain, I will diligently practice, enduring all hardships with tireless vigor." End quote. And, quote, "I have made vows unrivaled in all the world. I shall certainly reach the unsurpassed way. If all of my vows should not be fulfilled, then I have not attained perfect enlightenment." End quote. Such was the determination of the Bodhisattva Dhammakara Amida Buddha. After all that effort, the Bodhisattva Dhammakara, now as Amida Buddha, freely extends enlightenment to all sentient beings as Namo Amida Butsu. As it says in the verses reaffirming the vows, quote, "I will open the Dharma storehouse for the multitudes and endow them all with treasures of merit." End quote. This is the great compassion of Amida Buddha that Shinran Shonin became aware of. It was an unconditional compassion that freely gives itself to all. In other words, unless all others also attained perfect enlightenment, Amida says, "I too have not yet attained perfect enlightenment." Where else, who else exhibits this kind of love or compassion? In my experience, no one. Denyo Shonin, our 8th spiritual leader too, experienced this great compassion as did Shinran Shonin, and thus he wrote in one of his letters, quote, "Amida Buddha will deliver without fail all who place total reliance with a singleness of heart and mind, for this is the essence of vow of birth into the Pure Land to the Nembutsu as outlined in the 18th vow. Once the assured manner of birth in the Pure Land is determined and securely established in our hearts, we should recite the Nembutsu while awake or asleep, day or night, throughout our life." End quote. In Jodo Shinshu, perseverance is not a requirement or precept, but it is a highly valued virtue. We are encouraged to persevere in our daily lives, and especially in listening to the Dharma or teachings, and receive guidance from the teachings. As Shinran Shonin said, "Even if we must pass through 1,000 worlds filled with burning flames, we should persevere and learn more about Amida Buddha, for those who do so will inevitably reach what is known as a stage of non-retrogression from attaining Buddhahood." For as we come to know who Amida Buddha is, how Amida Buddha has endeavored on our behalf, our entrusting in the Buddha, Goshinjin, will blossom within us, and we will be assured birth in the Pure Land, where we will attain perfect enlightenment equal to that of Amida Buddha's enlightenment. But even in our daily endeavors, we find perseverance in another form, as we gratefully respond to Amida Buddha's unconditional compassion. As we recite the Nembutsu of gratitude, let us embrace the aspiration for world peace, for not only oneself, one nation, one species, but all people, all existence. This is Buddhist peace. As I mentioned at the beginning, come September, Hawaii will be observing Peace Day once again. Please participate in the events and activities being planned by the Honganji and various organizations in our community. Some tentative events include the opening of a special exhibition connected with Sadako Sasaki and one of her cranes in Hawaii, a peace concert on September 20th, and a peace interfaith service on September 21st, both at the Honpa Honganji Hawaii Betsing on Pali Highway, planned by Pacific Buddhist Academy, and a major Peace Day event organized by the Junior YBA at Blaisdell Park on September 22nd. Please keep an eye out for more information on these upcoming events. I ask for your participation and support of these worthy Peace Day events in hopes of raising all of our consciousness about peace and the realization of world peace. Thank you, and Namo Amida Butsu.